Now, here is John to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
Norwich City Football Club featured frequently in the news this week. They have a new Danish manager, a new sponsor, and an historic opening day fixture in August. Meanwhile, road closures are sending drivers round the bend, and our regular contributor Chris Skinner has been troubled by the new car parking regime at Roman Caistor. Now, Marianne is a tennis fan, but she will nevertheless begin this series with football stories.
Johannes Hoff Tarp has no intention of writing off his Norwich City debut season. The bullish Dane insisted promotion is the target for the championship club after being officially unveiled at Carrow Road. Torup knows the scale of the challenge after replacing David Wagner, but believes he has the right blend in the squad he inherited to go a stage better than a failed playoff tilt. I will say, with a club of the size of this one, the ambition should always be to go up. That's just how it is, he said. Then, of course, in football, with 24 teams in the league also competing more or less everyone for one of the three spots where they go up, then it's tough. It's a hard job. But I think the ambition is there. And that should always be the driver for us. Then let's see. I mentioned there will be changes, but hopefully not too big, so we can perform while we are also building. Thurup was asked to define success in his first season in English football. It's always a little bit tricky to measure. I think the success will be that we implement the way that we want to play and that we are very, very clear, he said. We can show a clear identity from game to game, so even though there will be losses on the way and we will lose games, everyone can see, okay, it's a Norwich City team performing, and that will be important. And while doing that, of course, we can compete in the league. That's the two main objectives for me.
Norwich City are set to replace Lotus as their shirt sponsor with another Norfolk-based firm, but one which may be less familiar to many fans. The club has lined up lifestyle fashion brand Blakely to replace the car manufacturer on the front of the team's kits for the next season. The deal represents a major milestone for the firm, which was set up by Gareth Newman little over a decade ago in his childhood bedroom in Melton Constable. The company, which is still based in the village, has since grown into an international fashion brand, turning over £14.6 million last year, up more than 20% on the previous year. Its logo will feature on Norwich City's home, away and third shirts, as well as on training wear for the 24-25 championship season. The kits will all still be manufactured by the Spanish sportswear firm Yoma, and Blakely, which makes men's and women's clothing, was founded by Mr. Newman in 2012.
The Johannes Hoff Tarp era at Norwich City will begin with a historic opening, a day trip to newly promoted Oxford United. City learned that their 2024-25 championship fixtures on Tuesday, January the 25th. They will make their first ever trip to the Cassam Stadium in a senior competitive game, with the sides meeting for the first time since 1999. Des Buckingham's side were promoted to the second tier via playoff in May after overcoming Bolton. The game will kick off at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, August the 10th, live on Sky Sports. A trip to Oxfordshire will represent a mouth-watering prospect for many supporters hoping for a victory to kick-start a new era spearheaded by Tarp and sporting director Penn Napper. Hugh's boss Buckingham shares the sentiment, believing that the Norwich represents a wonderful start to life in the championship for his side. Norwich will then open their Carrow Road campaign against Blackburn Rovers the following weekend, ahead of facing Sheffield United in NR1 with a trip to Coventry, concluding the first month of the campaign. City face Millwall at home on Boxing Day, and welcome Portsmouth to Carroll Road on Good Friday before an Easter Monday trip to Millwall. They will play Cardiff at Carroll Road on May the 3rd, and thus concluding the league season on May the 3rd. The Championship season begins on Friday, August the 9th, live on Sky Sports with two matches as Preston North End face Sheffield United while Blackburn Rovers play Derby. The opening weekend fixtures include Leeds versus Portsmouth in the Championship, Wrexham versus Wycombe, and Birmingham versus Reading in League One, and Chesterfield versus Swindon Town in League Two.
Calls for better roadworks management have been made after five closed roads within a three-mile radius caused traffic mayhem near the city. Councillors say that numerous closures around Thorpe Marriott, Taverham, Cossey and Ringland were mishandled by Norfolk County Council, which issues permits for private companies to work on the roads. Stuart Clancy, Conservative County Councillor for Taverham and Thorpe Marriott, has called the ongoing road closures badly coordinated. The necessity for road closures isn't there, and many of the works could have been managed using traffic lights, he said. I'm concerned that not enough effort goes into managing the road closures. Norfolk County Council needs to be more rigorous and robust in the handing out of these permits to the private utility companies to avoid issues such as this in future. The levels of frustration for road users, local residents and small businesses has been unbelievable.
A farm popular with walkers has become embroiled in a controversial parking debate as visitors try and avoid recently introduced charges at another popular walking spot nearby. Workers at High Ash Farm on the outskirts of Norwich padlocked one of its gates and built an additional wooden barricade to stop people using it as a cut-through to reach Caister Roman Town. They took the action because an awful lot of people were leaving their cars on the lanes on the farm to avoid paying fees introduced by the Norfolk Archaeological Trust, which runs the Roman site. Ramblers were then walking through High Ash Farm, which provides its own walking routes for visitors, before passing through the gate and crossing Stoke Road to get to the ruins. However, the new barriers did not discourage people, who instead kept parking on the farm and then crossing the busy road at other locations. This prompted safety concerns, and farm workers have now removed the barricades and reopened the gate. The introduction of the charges has caused huge controversy among those who used to visit the Roman site regularly.